This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And we are talking today about the fact that buyers of Prima housing units have been facing delay after delay while continuing to make payments in all of this and are getting increasingly frustrated. We've seen this in the news. So we want to talk about what the impact has been and trying to identify what avenues buyers can explore for compensation. And looking, I think, at the state of affordable housing in the country as a whole and how it's been impacted by COVID-19.
So if you remember, right, the Prima project was an affordable housing project that was introduced under the Prima Act back in 2012, part of a lot of these programs introduced under the One Malaysia basket of goodies, if you will, right? And they involved homes that were priced between 100,000 to 400,000 and were aimed at middle income communities. Now, some of these projects were scheduled for completion last year, January 2020. The completion of them have been continuously delayed from October 2020, then to January 2021, then it was pushed to March, and now the final word that it's going to be April. Needless to say, making a lot of buyers quite frustrated because, I mean, they need a place to move into.
Yeah, so it's a lot of different things, right? On the one hand, it's the fact that you've been making continuous payments while also paying for wherever it is that you are currently staying and not knowing exactly when this is going to happen. And then on top of that, it's compounded by not knowing whether you are going to get compensation for these delays and for the amount that you've already paid. So most construction contracts have something called the LAD, that's the liquidated ascertained damage cause, where developers pay buyers a predetermined fee for each day that the project is delayed. And Prima CEO Mohamed Nazri Mohamed Sharif has reportedly said in February last year that 28 million ringgit had been put aside to compensate buyers of all these delayed Prima projects. However, following on from that, under the COVID-19 Act, developers are exempted from paying this LAD penalty from March 31st till August 31st, 2020. And developers can, in fact, apply for an extension of that until the end of last year. In the midst of all this, some buyers have received compensation, about 7,000, presumably for the months of January and February. But because of this exemption for the developers, well, you know, they're kind of left hanging.
Yes. And while on the one hand, this exemption is supposed to help businesses, it was it's introduced so that the housing market had some help over the last very difficult year. It does feel, I think, to buyers that it then leaves them in the lurch because basically it's making what was supposed to be an affordable housing scheme not affordable. They've been paying out of pocket. As you said, they've been paying for loans while also paying for rent to the place that they're staying in. There are so many questions. I think that, and some of this has to do with who is liable for these things, who's responsible, but also just in terms of when projects like this are put in place for people who need them, at what point does it end up not serving those people at all?
Yes. So I don't want to downplay the difficulty that developers and the construction industry as a whole has been facing in COVID-19, because much as what we covered earlier on, I mean, we spoke about travel and construction was delayed for months on end. And then, of course, we've also been seeing the difficulties surrounding their workers and the worries of clusters arising from that. So I really don't want to downplay that it has been a difficult year and that therefore some delay is expected. I think, however, that the communication here of exactly what's happening, what's going to happen, at what point can this thing that is happening end, you know, I think that needs to be communicated to people who are buyers, right, who have entered a contract with you, who have been paying on time. And I do feel truly for the people who have been making these payments and who are not any closer to being able to move in. I wonder also about the larger impact beyond Prima and beyond the government of affordable housing, because this is something, I mean, it came about really as a response to a need, right? There was a need for the provision of affordable housing. And with the kinds of economic inequalities that we're seeing revealed by the pandemic, I do wonder where this leaves us with this issue.
I also wonder, moving forward with these kinds of issues and losses that we've talked about when it comes to the part of the developer, how much there is even a concern for these people who need these kinds of this kind of help. Because really, for the average house owner or the home buyer who would have purchased these houses, it's very difficult for them to look at a developer, company, corporation and feel for them.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. So, I mean, talk to us. Did you buy a house last year, or in the last 2 years, for example? Have you received the keys to that house? Talk to us. You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Just a quick note that we did reach out to both Prima as well as the Minister of Housing and Local Governments, Raida Kamarudin, for comment. And if and when we get a response, we will update you. In the meantime, after this, we will be speaking with Professor Dr. Ismail Omar, lecturer in real estate from University Tun Hussein On, Malaysia. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Banish fraudulent maneuvers, BFM 89.9.
It is 6:14. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila, and we're talking about affordable housing and how delays in getting projects completed have had knock-on effects for the buyers, right? Because essentially buyers have been keeping up with the payments while also keeping up with rental and the like, and finding it increasingly difficult to manage all that. So we want to explore this in more detail. We want to know, though, is this something that you've been facing? Have you bought a house recently? And how's that been going for you? Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now on the line with us, Professor Dr. Ismail Omar, lecturer in real estate from University Tun Hussein On, Malaysia. Prof, it's good to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you very much, yeah.
So we wanted to start off by understanding some of the terms in this story, because it can get quite technical. And one of it is LAD, that's liquidated ascertained damage compensation. Perhaps you could tell us exactly what that is and how it works.
Yeah, thank you very much. First of all, actually, the legal term sometimes is very confusing and not everybody easily understand it, you know. And for the purpose of property or residential development, LAD means liquidated assets damages compensation, which is the provision for any loss due to delay in property construction. So once the delay incurred, for example, if the completion of the project delayed from, let's say, 3 years, and it delays for another year. So, of course, the buyers will incur some losses, and they have to pay, the developers have to pay. So this provision should be implemented in the sale and purchase agreement of buying property, actually, yeah.
So, Prof, do contracts generally have an allowance for delays on the part of the developer then?
It depends, you know, because sometimes the developer will follow exactly what is ruled, what are the rules laid down under the Housing Development Act. But sometimes they are not. They don't have some clauses on their own sale and purchase agreement. Therefore, the buyers or the potential buyers have to be very, very careful. And if they are not very sure about certain terms, they have to refer to their lawyers or people who are knowledgeable in legal terms. Yeah.
So overall, what are your thoughts on developers for public housing projects being given the approval for this LAD exemption? Should they have been subjected to a different set of rules?
Yeah, actually, for example, if the developers are having a certain certain relationship with the government, such as PRIMA, and the government or the Ministry of Housing must look into the problems and then the issues of delay, especially we have lots of problems with COVID-19 pandemic, things like that, you know. So we must say that most of the buyers, they are not quite sure about what to understand every piece of clauses in the sale and purchase agreement, which is sometimes very, very thick, you know.
So in the case of these home buyers, you know, if they want to seek compensation, what are the different avenues that they can explore?
Yeah, of course, under the LAD, we do have what we call the tribunal, home buyers tribunal. And if you have any problem with the buyers, to have any problems, they can refer to the home buyers tribunal. And then if to a certain extent, if the clauses are stated clearly about their compensation or LAD or things like that under the sale and purchase agreement, they have a case to bring about, and then maybe their lawyer will be more than happy to help them.
So if we take a step back and look at the situation more generally, how else has COVID-19 disrupted the affordable housing market?
Yeah, of course, I did some research on this effect of or implication of pandemic COVID-19 on the housing market all around the world. And the impacts are very different from one part of the globe to another, you know. Like, say, for the U.S., in the United States, the impact is quite positive, really, in certain part of the United States. In New Zealand, it is mixed. And in Malaysia, some of the property gurus are talking about the possibility of property market bubbles to explode by end of next year. So I would say that the government must come forward and then to set up a committee to look at this very, very thorough. And probably we can harmonize all those rules and regulation, but not specifically on the impact of COVID-19 pandemic only, but we have to look around and then look at for disaster management as a whole, you know, because we do have flooding, we do have a typhoon, we do have everything in our country. So get ready with that, and then hopefully with those clauses, harmonization of law, we'll be able to mitigate those impacts of disaster management on the housing industry, especially the affordable housing.
So looking forward for the affordable housing market, what will the market be like for 2021 and even beyond?
Yeah, it depends on the extension of what are the impacts of COVID-19, really. If the pandemic continue for another year, I would say that it is very bad for the industry, especially for the affordable housing industry at large. And we don't want to say that the bubble will explode by the end of next year or by the end of this year. Therefore, we have to take extra precaution and thorough and very serious setup of the government and those players in the industry. Maybe, as I said before, we have to set up a special committee at the cabinet level or involving those professionals in housing, and then try to find solution on how could we go about it. Maybe extension of moratorium, maybe something like we have to lose a bit on the regulations, the price of affordable houses, you know, and we have to set up what we call the real estate big data, so that from that we can perceive and we can predict what's going to happen in years to come, you know.
Prof, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Professor Dr. Ismail Omar, lecturer in real estate at University Tun Hussein On, Malaysia, talking to us about the affordable housing market at large. This started off because we have there's been a news report about PRIMA developers getting exemptions from paying late fees to home buyers, and this is for delayed projects. So we just wanted to know, Are you in this situation? Do you have any questions? If you've bought a house, if you've made that commitment over the last couple of years, how is that working out for you? Has it been a smooth process? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.